All right, it's 7:01 p.m. to all of the attendees. Welcome to the virtual open house for Woodland High School's incoming new students and ninth graders. If you have a question that you'd like asked, feel free to use the Q&A module, which you'll see in your app, whether you're on a PC, a Mac, or a mobile device like an Android or iOS. The questions won't be shown to the audience, but they will be put on the end of the presentation so our staff can answer. And without further ado, Dr. Philip Pearson, our new Woodland High School principal, will kick it off from here.
Howdy, everybody. Thanks for joining us. I apologize. The lighting in my office is awfully strange. The sun is coming through the blinders, so I just look a little weird. So we're gonna run through some basic information first, and we're going to turn it over. Tara Pfeiffer is going to play a leading role here, and then at the end, we'll take some questions and answers. I just want to thank you all for welcoming me into your community. I'm not kidding you when I say I've enjoyed every single day of being here in Woodland. That's not an exaggeration. So I sure do appreciate your welcoming me. And I'm, even in these weird times, I'm super excited to get going this year. So without further ado, I am going to present, I'm going to share my screen and present this. And then Tara, I will rely on you to tell me when to go to the next slide.
Sounds good.
I hope that this works over here, this one. Present. And are you seeing a big W?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We're good. All right, Tara, take it away.
Okay. So just a quick who's who at Woodland High School. So Dr. Pearson just introduced himself, and then Mr. Uhlenkott is here. And he's the assistant principal. And myself, I'm Tara Pfeiffer, and I will be the counselor for 9th and 12th grade. And Mr. Uhlenkott and myself are the ones that will be working closely with the ninth graders this year. And then there is Miss Maggie, who is a long-term sub for Miss Pulliam, and she will be working with the 10th and 11th graders.
Okay.
So this is just a repeat of what Mr. Jacobson had told us, with Eric told us that all questions need to go in the Q&A section on your screen. So I just want to real briefly kind of go through what's required for you to get a diploma here at Woodland High School. So every ninth grader is coming in fresh. A few students have maybe Algebra 1 credit or even possibly a geometry credit from middle school. But at this point, nobody has any English credits or actually the rest of the credits. So we are going to just make sure that every student here goes through 4 years of English. They have 3 years of math, 3 years of science, two of those being lab sciences. All of our sciences actually at the school are lab sciences. So anytime you take a science here, it is a lab science. So we don't have to worry about that. 3 years of social studies, and that begins in 10th grade for us at our school. And then there's one credit of CTE. CTE is Career and Technical Education. So that's shop or cooking or digital arts, those types of classes that are more specific. Any of the computer science kind of classes, those are your CTE classes. And I will work with the students to kind of figure out what classes they're interested in, but everybody has to have CTE credits. Then you need two credits of health and fitness. So that equates to one semester of health and 3 semesters of PE. Then the art kind of gets a little more difficult to just blanket statement say you need 2 credits, because you could have 2 credits of art. If you like art, 2 credits of art is perfect for you. So if you're really into music or you're really into visual arts, that works perfect. If art is not your thing and you're not as into that, you still have to take 1 credit of art, but 1 credit can be your personalized pathway. And all that means that it's a class related to what you want to do after high school. So we're talking about, if you want to become a nurse, you can take anatomy and physiology here, or medical science, the years we offer that. And that will count as a personalized pathway, or it can count as a science. A lot of our classes can kind of count for different categories. Then you have to have 2 personalized pathway classes, or that could be your foreign language. So your foreign language is your personalized pathway because that's what's necessary for you to go to a four-year university or college. So your 2 years of personalized pathway, again, is foreign language or personalized pathway related to those classes. So if you're thinking of Running Start or if you're thinking of Cascadia Tech eventually, then those could be your personalized pathway courses too. And then you need 4 credits of electives. And again, that generally equates to 1 elective course each year. So 1 full year of electives. And then that gives you your 24 credits that you need to graduate. And it's really important that we get to 24. And we're gonna talk about now how we get to that 24 exactly, because we have a little bonus in our system here at the high school. Go, thank you. So if we're looking at how do we get 24 credits? So every semester we have, you take 6 classes and you take a CLC class, and there's 2 semesters. So 1 semester is 6 classes, 0.5 credits per class. So that's 3 credits you're getting per semester. But we give you that little bonus. So we have CLC, or some schools call it advisory or homeroom. Okay, so some of those are names that kind of float around at different high schools too. Here we call it CLC, which is career, life, and college readiness. Okay, and that's what we're talking about. That's the mission statement of the district and of the school, is that we prepare you for career, life, and college. And these classes are really built for that. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in a little bit here. But every class is worth 0.5 credit, and CLC is worth 0.25 credit, so 0.25 credit. So when you think about it as a full year, you're earning 6.5 credits. So at the end of those 4 years, you can actually earn 26 credits. That CLC credit is only though going towards your elective. It is not going towards any other category. So you still have to obviously take all of your core subjects. It doesn't take the place of any of the core subjects. Okay. One of the other big questions we normally get is Honors English. How do you take Honors English? Do we have Honors English classes? And in short, we don't have a separate Honors English class. Our Honors English is embedded into our regular English class. So if you are interested in taking an Honors English class, that is something you're going to talk to your teacher specifically about. It is not something that we just assign. It's not going to be on your schedule. But if you do take the Honors level coursework during your English 9 class, then it will be on your transcript and it will say Honors English 9 on the transcript. Again, it's just not on the schedule because it is embedded within the regular English 9 class. And again, you have to talk to your teacher about that one. So you have to have 3 credits of math, and the general math progression as shown on the screen here is Algebra 1, then Geometry, and then there's a 3rd year math. And that 3rd year math can be 1 of 4 courses that we offer here at the high school. Now, Algebra 1 and Geometry, there is no way around it. You have to take those 2 courses. Those courses are state mandated. But the 3rd course is Algebra 2, Transitional Math, Applied Math, or Financial Fitness. So those are the 4 courses we offer for that 3rd year. And I'm mentioning that now, as most of you are probably freshmen watching this, because it's really important for you to start thinking what that pathway is going to look like for you. You will need Algebra 2 or higher even if you're thinking of going to a 4-year university. But if we're thinking more of a trade school, more job oriented, then Applied Math, Transitional, or Financial Fitness would be great tools for you to have. And I will walk you through all of those choices when we get past Geometry. So the year you finish Geometry, when we're forecasting for the next year, we will explain what all of those are and what will fit your schedule best and what will fit your needs best. Okay, so the next is about CLC. So here at school, like I was saying before, our advisory is morphed into what we again call CLC. And this year we're separating out 9th grade actually from the 10th and 11th graders and from the 12th graders. Last year we separated the 12th graders, and this year we're separating the 9th graders too. And the reason we're doing that is because the 9th graders, we can really focus on high school preparedness. It is really taking it to the next step that we're able to really dive deep into what you need to be successful in high school and really focus our efforts on your needs. We're going to start focusing on those pathways. What does that even mean? Most of you are sitting there going, I don't know, I'm in ninth grade. I just want to get through high school, right? So we're going to try to focus you through the ninth grade CLC of what it is that you really want to do in life, right? And then we have a new program this year, Naviance, which is a career life and college readiness program. And through that program, you'll take different inventories. You'll be able to kind of explore different careers, different colleges, and again, those basic life skills. And it's, again, getting you also with the high school preparedness. So that's for the focus really of the ninth grade CLC. 10th and 11th grade is really pathways focused and doing Naviance, and 12th grade is life skills. So you can see we're really touching upon that career, life, and college readiness in all three of our blocks of students in CLC. So when we talk about pathways, we have 7 pathways here. It's how we group our kids. This is based upon 16 pathways that the state has given us. We at our school, at our size of our school, can't offer 16. We don't have the classes in order to do that. But we do have the classes to bring down to 7. So these 7 are supported by classes that we offer at our school. And this is something as we're looking at what classes we can add to our school or take away from our school, do they fit into these pathways? So we will be working with all the students in ninth grade on where do you want to go? Where do you see your pathway happening? And so I'm not going to go into detail about what each one of these are, but it is important for you just to understand that this is really ninth grade is going to be working with you, taking those inventories, really looking at what pathway are you most interested in, because you will have to choose one for your 10th and 11th grade CLC. So you're going to join a group based upon that pathway. So everybody who has similar interests and similar career goals will be together so that you guys can focus on what do you need to do to be successful and to join a career within that pathway. Okay. And then tips for Woodland High School, Ms. Dr. Pearson.
So this is my 21st year working with high school kids. I've been working with high school teenagers since I was a teenager. So these are my tips. Focus a little bit on ninth graders, but high school kids in general, when you start thinking about getting through high school. So I divide these up a little bit. Students, if there are any students, I hope there's some students on. It's hard to keep track with all these. You got 6 classes. Fortunately, Google automatically generates a to-do list for all of your Google classes. Make use of that feature. If you don't know how to make use of that feature, ask your teacher, ask me. It's super helpful. My daughter last year discovered it, and when we were online, and she was really helpful for her. Procrastination is not a virtue, although it's a common feature. It will hurt. Really fight against the temptation to think you're going to do it later, because it only just gets more stressful. The pathway to less stress to get it done earlier rather than later. I say this a lot to kids. If you start to lose hope in your heart, if you start to go, it's too much, I can't do it. I can't do it. That's a signal. That's a signal to get some help. Ask your teachers, ask your counselors, ask Ms. Magai or Ms. Pfeiffer, or heck, send me an email. We want to help out, ask for help early. If you start to kind of not feel hopeful, let us know, because that's your signal. This is more general. We're in a weird world. We're all kind of a lot of times online. Stay connected. Stay connected with your friends in good and positive ways. Don't sink into video games and not connecting with people. This is just general advice for human beings, maybe teenagers especially. Social media can be great and it can be horrible. Social media lets people be mean to each other without any filter. And so I would say and beg you in general, use social media wisely, or frankly, maybe even not at all. It is okay to block people. It is okay not to read that tweet. It is okay not even to do Snapchat. Or Instagram. Those are perfectly okay things. If they're not good for you, don't do them or use them wisely. Please be careful with social media. Go outside. like a lot. You don't even have to leave the house to go to school anymore. Go outside, get some exercise. And again, I have a teenager at home, so I know of what I speak. During the school week, go to bed. I know you think going to before midnight is early, so I'd say go to bed early. Way too many teenagers stay up till 3 a.m. and try to get up at 7 a.m. And of course, you're grill. You can't think. And that's a horrible habit to get into. So seriously, go to bed early-ish. And if your folks are asking you to go to bedtime before that, do that. So that's my general advice to students. For parents, I have a teenager at home. And I'll say, what did you do at school? And she'll go, nothing. And I'll go, is everything done? And she'll go, yeah. So even if they act like they don't want you involved in your academic life, stay connected anyway. Like they want that. And even, as your kids get older, they're going to probably more frequently say, oh, I'm fine. Well, yeah, maybe, but stay connected. There is a parent access feature in Skyward. Make use of it. It's going to be super useful. All the grades are going to be recorded inside of Skyward. That will continue to be our procedure. So we are not using the Google Classroom gradebook. We're using Skyward, and that's where all the grade information is going to be. And check it. If you have questions or concerns, like as soon as you notice it, you're like, what happened with this assignment? Was this turned in? Anything like that. Email is great. Contact your students' teachers early. They want to hear from you. No teacher wants to be contacted late. I mean, it's way better. They want to be contacted early. If you have a question, you have a concern, don't feel the least bit reticent about contacting your students' teachers. If you're hearing a story from your student that sounds like really weird, like there's what? That's bizarre. How could that possibly be? Well, there's a good chance you're not hearing the whole story. And again, I know of what I speak. I have a teenager at home. That isn't to say kids may not be telling the truth. It's just to say you might not be getting the whole story. So if it sounds a little too strange to be true, then there's a chance you're not hearing the whole story. And that connects to the last one. Contact me, Mr. Uhlenkott, school staff at any time. Email, phone. If you have a question, you have a concern, you're hearing a story that sounds weird, contact us at any time. And again, I would just say the earlier the better. Like I'm a real believer in early action. And it's way easier to deal with something quickly than to let it set. So that would be my suggestion as a co-parent of a teenager. Okay, so on to the next. I'll keep going. CLC conference. Yeah, I'll do this one. Sure. So listen, this is different. September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd is different. They have been just regular school days. This year, because we're doing online and because it is job one, priority one for us to connect with families, we have changed September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd into parent conference nights, like orientation conference nights. Or not nights, I'm sorry, during the day. So what's going to happen? Well, what has happened actually is that parents have had slots, sign-upable slots available through your student's CLC teacher. So like if your student has, I don't know, Ms. Condit as a CLC teacher, then you'll be having an orientation meeting with Ms. Condit. And ideally it would be you and your student and Ms. Condit, and she'll have some specific questions for you and some specific information, and you'll have questions for her. Our goal is to see every single family through these conferences. Some instructions were sent out. And if you need some help, again, contact us in the office. Ms. Bowman has been great in helping people out. You can get at those slots through Skyward on the conference tab. If you have any troubles, or if you can't make any of the slots, contact us. I've hooked a couple parents up the teachers have kind of opened up options for other times to make that work. So we really, really, really want to encourage you to do that. We want to connect with every family. That's our goal. It's like job one, connection this fall. All right, what's the next one? Well, that's me. I'll take this as my last one. Okay. So one of the big questions is, boy, I kind of hope the fall 2020 online doesn't look like spring 2020 online. So I will tell you some of the differences, because the answer is it doesn't. It's not the same. And here are some of the differences. In the spring, grades were frozen in mid-March? So the deal was whatever you had as a grade in mid-March, if you want to keep that grade, you can keep that grade and not do one thing more. Well, so a lot of kids did that. And I guess that makes some sense. I mean, I get that. So that's one thing that happened. The classes did not meet on a regular schedule. The teachers would post tasks and post assignments, but they were not class meetings. There were office hours available. They were optional. Kids might do them or they could choose not to. Staff were actually required to be off campus. Like if the campus was closed, the requirement is stay home. And then, of course, as you know, this online program was launched with, what, 1 day, 2 days preparation time? So it was literally, it wasn't building the airplane as it took off. It was building the airplane while it was in the air. It was that kind of level of putting it together. Fall 2020 is different. Grades are grades. Kids are going to get grades. They're going to have assignments and get scores and get grades. So that's different. And kids are going to have going to get transcripts and credits and just all that's going to be normal. Class are going to meet on a regular schedule. And Ms. Uhlenkopf's going to talk a bit about how that's going to work. But every day classes are going to meet. So that's different. Like there'll be virtual classrooms and the teachers will be there and they'll take role and they'll be engaging the kids. And that's very different. We do have, and again, we'll talk a little bit about this, some small group meeting times scheduled. So the classes will have assigned small groups and the small groups will meet to try to enhance connection and small group work time. And those will also meet on a regular schedule and attendance will be required and there'll be activities and grades and that kind of thing. Individual assistance is still available by request. There's a block of time in the mornings and a student can say, hey, I need some help with my math. Mr. Clevenger, and Mr. Clevenger will say, yeah, I can be available tomorrow. Use this link at 10 a.m. and I can help you out. Staff are going to be on campus. That's different. So we'll be on campus. And then we all, of course, have had a significant amount of time to work on this. This is still very new for us. So rather than building the airplane while it's in the air, I would say we're building the airplane as it's taxiing towards the runway. So, you know, maybe we'll have most of the rivets in place by the time we take off. So I think that we're far more prepared than we were. Those are some of the major differences. And of course, if you have questions at the end, I'm happy to take them. And now I will mute myself and let Mr. Uhlenkopf take over.
So if you see at the top, you'll see the columns going across the top. We have the different times in place. And on the left-hand side, you'll see where we start off with the first, third, and fifth Monday of the month. So those are the odd Mondays of the month. And then the second and fourth Monday of the month are the even Mondays. And the easiest way to look at this is look at Tuesday's schedule, because every Tuesday we're going to do the same thing. And that is individual work time from 9 to 9:25. Remember, students, when they come to Woodland High School, they start at the classes at 9 o'clock. So that's what we're doing here. We're starting at 9 o'clock. So from 9 to 9:25, individual work time. Then from 9:30 to 10:25, we encourage students to contact their teachers by email if they're having issues or difficulties, or maybe an aha moment just hit them and they go, wow, this is really cool. Just look what I learned. They're encouraged to contact teachers. So teachers are on their prep period, but they're encouraged to answer then students. Then from 10:30 to 11:05, is when we do period four. So our period four group, so if you're in period four, that means then that you are meeting in a small group or individual and typically it'll be small groups with your teacher. And that time is used for, the teacher will break you down into smaller groups instead of the whole class meeting at once. They'll have smaller groups meeting and you can actually delve into either an additional lesson. You can focus on things that are misunderstood or students are struggling with. And it's a good time to ask questions, have that open dialogue with a small group and with the teacher. And peers are encouraged to help peers all the time here at Woodland High School. So that's a good time for the small group to maybe problem solve a problem that may be existing. And so those are 35-minute sessions. So starting at 10:30, we go with period four, then period five, and then period six. That's all small group and individual assistance time. Then the teachers have lunch, and we encourage your students to have lunch as well. Skipping lunch, we don't think is advantageous to your health or to your mental well-being. And then at 1 o'clock is when we start a regular class time. Now, the regular class time, just like a normal class time, we are taking attendance. So it's very, very important that you're there. We are also conducting lessons for students to work on. So this 40 minutes of time right after lunch for period one, students are working, if they're in their period one class, let's say it's a math class, they are working on math. And teacher is teaching students online. And then we do the same type of thing for period two, period three. And then at the very end of the day, we have CLC time. So that's our advisory time, or our CLC time. If you notice that Tuesday and Thursday are the exact same schedule. So every Tuesday and every Thursday will be the same schedule. Then notice how on Wednesday and Friday, we flip-flop. So we put the morning periods, periods one, two, and three in the morning. And then in the afternoon, we have periods four, five, and six, and then CLC. Again, CLC is we meet every day. And we'll go more through that CLC time with your CLC teachers. Then every first or every odd Monday of the month, we'll go with the afternoon periods in the morning. And then on the even Mondays, we will then do the morning periods in the morning for those small group assistance times. So hopefully this makes a little bit more sense to you. We do expect students to be up at 9 o'clock. We do expect them to be working at 9 o'clock. We expect them to be emailing teachers and getting help or individual help. And then we also have the small groups in the morning. And then after lunch, we start regular class time, 40 minutes long each period until CLC. And we are actually learning new material or reviewing new material or going over things. And teachers will have, some will have lessons that are pre-taped or so that are recorded for the students, and others will be just talking with students like I'm talking to you now, and they'll be using their screens and for students to learn. So that is the student day as it is lined out.
There's one, maybe two quick things I'd like to add. I just want to emphasize the small groups are the students are going to be in small groups, and they're required parts of the class. They're not the whole class. They look different, but they're required parts of the class. They're going over class content at those times. And the other thing I would say is you will notice our first day of regular schools, September 8th, which is a Tuesday. And so therefore the very first session, it says small group period four. Well, hold on, period four kids don't know what their small groups are. Correct. So on this day, on Tuesday, September 8th, the whole class will meet. Period four starting at 10:30, and the whole period five class will meet 11:10, and the whole period six class will meet at 11:50, and after that we'll be into small groups. But this morning, Tuesday the 8th, the entire class for period four, entire class period five, entire class period six. It'll be short class sessions, of course, so we'll be going over how the class is gonna go, but that's maybe one, just it's a one day only adjustment to take on board. Tara?
Well, I don't know why this page did not show up all the way, but that's okay. Schedule change request. I just wanted to make sure that we are all on the same page here. If there is something that you see on Skyward, for whatever reason you think the schedule change needs to be, or the schedule needs to be changed, I should say, the schedule change request is on our website, and the sentence that isn't complete there should say that the link was emailed to all students. So last week I had emailed the link to our website to all students. All requests will be looked at. Not all requests can be met. That is really important to understand. We obviously don't have a ton of room in classes. We build our schedule so that there's, you know, classes for everybody, obviously, but everybody wants certain classes, so we can't put everybody in those classes. If there is something that you are really interested in, put in the schedule change request through the website, or if you go onto your email, it's in your email, the link to that website, and put in the request. All requests, they either will be taken care of and will change your schedule on Skyward. If you don't see your schedule changed by next week, check your email. If we can't change the schedule like you've asked for, we will then email you with the reasoning why, basically. And a lot of times it's just, we don't have a lot of room. to mess with people's schedule, basically. We don't have a ton of flexibility right now. So just wanted to make sure that we are all on the same page with how the schedule change requests are being done this year.
I can go ahead and talk about this. So what you're looking at here is a schedule for materials pickup. And this is a schedule that Mr. Uhlenkopf put together, and it was also in the mailer that we sent out. What's been happening over the last 2 days upstairs is that Dana Preston and her team have been doing an unbelievably masterful job. She got it down to a science up there. It's like a assembly line or something, high precision operation. And every kid has got a Woodland drawstring bag, and they have every kid's schedule, and you're putting the stuff in. If you need a textbook, you got a textbook there. Oh, they can't see you, Tara, because I'm on screen sharing, but you can show it when we go off screen sharing. She'll show you the bag when it looks like, but every student has a bag custom made for them, and this is the schedule for people to come and pick those bags up. If you are a ninth grader or a new student, you will also pick up your Chromebook. In order for that to happen, to pick up your things and pick up your Chromebook, you need to bring your parent or guardian in so they can sign the correct form. That's really important. If you're not a ninth grader or new student and you're joining us, we still need your parent or guardian to come in to sign the new acceptable use form and then pick up your stuff. And then you'll see there's some open windows too in the evening. If you can't make the sign time, come into one of the open windows. It will be in the auxiliary gym. So on the, it's on the west side of the parking lot, I guess. And there'll be staff there to direct you. And you'll go in and you'll pick the stuff up and you'll go through a different door, and it should go pretty well. I was super impressed with the system they put together up there. So I think it's going to be pretty slick.
And parents and students, Phil, could you go back? Thanks. Yep. Parents and students, if you can't make the time that you're supposed to be there on a Wednesday or Thursday, let's say your time is at 3:30 in the afternoon, by all means, show up anytime then, and we can accommodate you. We want to make this more open-ended, but in order to not have everybody show up at 1 o'clock on the very first day, we've tried to spread people out as much as we could. So, but if you are in a situation where you really can't make that time, we encourage you to come at a time when you can make it. And if you can't pick up on the 26th or the 27th, that Wednesday or Thursday, realize we will still have your bag. We'll still have forms to sign. And you may want to come into the office maybe on Friday and sign for the forms and pick up your materials. And it's for returning students as well as for new students to our school, because returning students also need like their art supplies, their textbooks, and so on.
Okay, so I guess we're down to the Q&A part. And Eric, right. I don't know how this works.
At this point, Dr. Pearson, you have to exit the presenting mode.
I will do it.
In order to see the new material that's been added. And if you just scroll down, share your screen again, but don't go into presentation. Scroll down to the last slide and you'll see
you have
two slides of questions at the end.
Okay, I get it. There it is. Okay, yep.
So okay. Just share your screen again so everyone can see the questions, or you can just read the questions off.
Okay, so here we go. Are we seeing this Q&A thing with this slide right here? Okay, all right. So our conference is going to be held in person or virtually. Our default, they're going to be virtually, or it might be that a family we need to meet by phone, and that's okay too. I could imagine a circumstance we really, really want to meet in person, and we could potentially, I don't know if we could do that or not. I think our right now, our current school stage opening we probably could do that if it was essential, but they're virtually for the most part. So here's what's going to work. If you have a slot, let's say you have a slot at 3:30 in the afternoon on the 2nd, your student has been enrolled in a CLC Google Classroom. They've received an invite. And they're enrolled in a CLC classroom. So like whoever the teacher is, I'll use Ms. Condit as an example again. Ms. Condit has a ninth grade CLC class and she has students and they're enrolled. And all those Google classes have a Meet link at the top left corner. We've been using all week for our professional development. So you'll go at 3:30, you'll sit with your student, they'll log into your Google Classroom. If you hit that Google Meet link for the class, Ms. Connett will be there and she'll be ready for you. That's how that can work. Now, if the technology's just doesn't work, we can do a phone call too, because, and you know, the phone still works. So that can work if we just simply can't make the phone calls work. Can students use a personal computer instead of a Chromebook? Yes, I think so. Mr. Uhlenkopf, correct me. There's no, that's fine. Yes?
That is correct. The Chromebooks, however, so if you want to use that at home, that's entirely A-OK fine. That's not a problem. As long as you can get into the Google Classroom and Skyward, we're fine with that. Realize that the personal computer does not work on the school network. So if the student were to come to our parking lot to access information, or if the student were to come into the school with their own personal computer, realize that it does not work off of our network. It's only our products that work off our network.
I will add in too that if you use your personal computer, as soon as you log into your Google account with us, we are also monitoring what you do. So if you're logging in there and you're searching things that maybe are not appropriate for school, we still can get alerts even though it's a personal computer, but because you're using the school account to do your work, we do. It doesn't stay, once you're logged out, it doesn't stay on the personal computer to monitor everything, but while the student is logged in, it will still monitor their personal computer too if they're logged into our account.
How do new students access their email? Well, if we were in Corbett, I'd know how to answer this question, but I don't know how to answer this question. Can Mr. Uhlenkopf or Ms. Pfeiffer, can you shed some light on this?
Ms. Pfeiffer, do you know how? Because I do not.
Yeah, so they're going to have to get, Jody Brunton, who's the district registrar, that's who everybody, if you were a brand new student here, if you contacted, she's still in the midst of inputting all the new students in. So if you haven't heard from me or you haven't received anything, it's probably because you probably have not actually been put in the computer yet. If you're listening to this and you're like, no, I registered a long, long time ago, I know my students in, you can email me, or if you're a new student and you're in 9th grade or 12th grade, you can email me. If you are a 10th or 11th grader, you can email Ms. Maggie, and we will go through and send your information on. It's our librarian and the librarian assistant up there who will handle that, and we'll make sure we get all that information to you. So the easiest step, though, is just to email one of the counselors, depending on your grade level, and then we'll forward that information on to who needs to have it.
Okay. Is attendance taken at 9 a.m.? No, actually it isn't. Attendance will be taken. Teachers are going to take attendance for the small groups. And in the afternoon classes. So no, not at 9 a.m. It will start during the small group time. Is there a way to request which small group my child can be assigned to? I would like them to have a particular classmate to feel so alone. I hear you for sure. Yep, it's an isolating time. What I would say is this, because, you know, your student will have six classes and therefore six different sets of small groups, if you had a particular concern, I'd really encourage you to confer with the classroom teacher. The teachers are going to have to be making a lot of kind of balancing, but I would really encourage you to confer with that particular teacher, you know, where your student is in this class and the other student you want them to be with is in that class as well. Maybe confer with them. And explain your concerns. When do students receive their schedules, Ms. Pfeiffer?
Okay, so students can log into Skyward and check their schedule at any time. So again, the students that are coming from the middle school, you should know how to do that. That shouldn't be an issue. The new students, if you have not received your Skyward login information either, again, that's something that we can get here at the high school. Just email me and we'll take care of that. If though, for whatever reason, the Skyward app's not working, you can't log in, you will be receiving a schedule in your backpack. So in the Woodland backpack or cinch bag that you're getting when you do the pickup for materials, your schedule will be in there. Now, mind you, we printed the schedule, so if you're requesting any schedule changes, they may not be reflected on that schedule. Those are the schedules that were printed today. So that's just a little caveat there.
Okay. Do students need to be present, or can parents pick up the plasma materials from school? Parents can do it. Kids don't need to be there. We'd love to see them, of course, but what we really need is the materials to get to the student, and we need a signature. So parents can do that.
Can I add on one thing? Is that we are requesting that students, when they pick up their Chromebook, so if they are a ninth grader or a new student to our school, if they're picking up their Chromebook, we really do want the student there to log on, to make sure the Chromebook works right, to make sure everything, instead of just taking home a piece of technology and then get it home and go, we don't know how to use it. We don't know how to log in. We don't know the right logins or whatever it might be. So we are having students actually open up their Chromebooks and get into them while they're picking up their supplies and materials.
So very much ideal. We'd really, really love to have them there. If it cannot happen, we can find other ways to provide technical support, but we'd really like them. How is the school handling elective classes like cooking and shop? That is not an easy question. And the answer is we're creating ways to do it. I will give you an example. Ms. Miller I watched the video of her cutting a chicken apart, demoing it. Online. That's the sort of thing that we're, the things that the teachers are creating this week, and they're creating ways for kids to engage in these classes. And it is definitely not as good as getting your hands on the chicken or, you know, being in the auto shop. But the teachers are creating ways to have involvement in those classes. This is a big part of the reason, well, one of the many, many reasons why I'm really opposed to COVID and would love to get kids back on campus and looking forward to that happening. But teachers are being very creative in creating ways. They're still on the schedule. We're still doing them. We're creating ways to connect with them. This is a tough question. If a parent needs to sign for a Chromebook but is unable to wear a mask for medical reasons, how do we pick it up? Here is what I'm going to say, Mr. Uhlenkott. I'm making this up almost. If you pull up in your car and you say to the staff there, I can't wear a mask in, then we can get a clipboard and we can bring this stuff out and walk the clipboard to you and we'll hand it to your car and you can sign it and we'll take it back. So you can stay in your car and that will reduce that. Mr. Uhlenkott's giving me a thumbs up. So he and I just created the procedure right here. So that's what's going to happen. And that will allow us to kind of respect the social distancing requirements and that sort of thing. So if that's you and you cannot wear a mask, pull up, say, hey, I can't wear a mask, help me out. And we will walk the stuff to you. I'm going to stop sharing. I think that is all the questions that are on the Q&A. I see Ms. Magi is here, and I know none of you have met her. So, Ms. Magi, do you want to introduce yourself just briefly?
So, hello, everyone. I am Christine Maggi, or call me Christine or Ms. Maggi. I am a brand new school counselor. I'll be filling in for Catherine for the fall. And, yeah, I'm really excited to meet you guys, whether it's for Zoom or in person or just talking over the phone. I'm really excited to work with you all. My experience, I've been at Woodland High School for a week and the classes are awesome. There's a lot of options and I'm just here looking forward to help you all.
Okay. That is all the stuff we have, and that is all the questions that are posted. My email is PearsonP, P-E-A-R-S-O-N-P, PearsonP at woodlandschools.org. All the staff emails are on the website. We all want to hear from you. If you have questions, concerns, anything that's on your mind, something like we stop this meeting and you go, oh, I didn't ask that question, dang it. Well, email us and we'll get back to you quickly. So, I've enjoyed all the conversation I've had with parents and love to have more. Hope I'm talking to some students right now. Don't procrastinate and don't be worried. This thing won't last forever and you're just getting started. So I really, truly am super optimistic. So I guess that's all we have this evening. Is that anything you want to add, Mr. Ulicott, Ms. Pfeiffer, anybody? No? Okay.
Okay there. Yeah, no, I don't have anything to add.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much for coming, everybody. And again, get back to us with any questions, concerns, whatever you got on your mind.